This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There are people that say that we have a constant struggle between good and evil inside of all of us. If you look at a lot of the best thinkers, if you will, they constantly reference that. They say, man, struggle between good and evil. You know, it's the yin and the yang of self. And I agree that we definitely have a yin and a yang. There's an evil side of us that can be brought out and so on and so forth. We get it. That's the yin and the yang of life. You can't have good without having evil, because you wouldn't know what good is. There would be no definition, if you will. So you have to have something that defines it. Now, I say to that, perhaps. But see, here's the thing. The people that say there's a constant struggle between good and evil, they're right to a point in the sense that sure there is. It's easy to go, oh, well, that's the wrong thing to do versus the right thing to do. I get that. But okay, so let's say, I forget, something recently happened. It was with me, and I don't remember what it was, but some guy lost $5 or something, and I looked down, hey, sir, here's this. He's like, thank you. Like, you didn't take it? You know, and I'm going, no. And I'm thinking in my head, I wouldn't, this is yours. This is not mine. I found a purse one time in the street. I was headed back from the studio. I drove to 3 police stations to turn this purse in. They wouldn't take it. Finally, managed to track down the owner of the purse, and she comes to the house, and she's like shocked. It's got all her credit cards and everything in it, and tracked her down and gave her purse back. There was no, what do I do? What if it's a satchel full of money? It didn't matter. See, good wins easily with conservatives. For leftists, evil wins. When they talk about it's a struggle between good and evil, if you're raised correctly, there's no struggle there. You may have struggles sometimes in your own personal things like, you know, should I have that extra piece of cake? Or, you know, should I call this girl back that's trying to hit on me? Whatever. You may have those types of struggles. And that is a struggle between good and evil. I'll give you that. But when it comes to, do I shoot up a school? There's no choice for us. Should I steal this and because I could get away with it? Should I lie about somebody because it will promote me and denigrate them? There's no struggle between conservatives with good and evil. You don't do it because you live by a moral code. I mean, and here's the other thing. And Plato said this. He says, ignorance, the root and stem of all evil. Ignorance. Now, Mark Twain would differ, because he said that lack of money is the root of all evil, not money is the root of all evil. And I think that both of these gentlemen are right. Ignorance is truly the root of evil, a lack of knowledge. Ask yourself, why does the left do what it does? It's because they're ignorant. They get mad at me, they send me letters. That's okay. Send them to kjradio.com. You can go there, leftist. I get your stuff. So this idea that you're smart when we're watching what's going on in the world of leftism, show me something that works. Show me that their immigration program works. Look around the world. Look at what's happening as they allow floods of immigrants to come in who have zero cultural, they're not adding anything to the culture of these folks, and I mean of these countries. And, in fact, are changing it for the worse. And so leftists go, but no, open borders works. And look at the spread of Islam, radical Islam, around the world. Look at the number, the amount of crime, the rise in the crime rate amongst the non-Islamic culture in any country you go to, any country where these people have been accepted, and you'll see the results. Just look at it. Look at what massive immigration has done to buckle the economic system of any country you want, where something like 75 or some crazy amount of Muslim women don't work. They just have babies, and the men are just, you know, I mean, do I really need to go there with them with rape culture? On and on. None of it works. And the evil that results from it is based on what? The ignorance of leftists that say, I'll change the bad boys. You're bad because you are recognizing that something doesn't work, and now I'm mad at you for recognizing that. And that's where we are. We've got bombings. We've got mass shootings. We've got day-to-day crime in black neighborhoods and around the country. And just to be blunt, if you peeled out all the leftists from any country that that follows these ideas of open borders and Islam is the religion of peace and whatever else, you take any of those people out of any country, the crime rate drops to practically zero. It does. And here's the other thing. People would no longer need to embezzle or steal or do anything else because the world would run like clockwork. The result of your efforts would be paying off. The result of your efforts today goes to pay for so much nonsense and malfeasance, which if you knew exactly where your money went, you would revolt instantaneously. You're paying for some dude not taking care of his 10 or 12 kids. Or you're paying for some knot-headed chick who gets knocked up by every guy she meets. You're paying for stuff that you would never in your life pay for. You're paying for congressmen to cover up their shenanigans with their interns and affairs and everything else. That's what you're paying for. But they call you crazy. Evil is what they think about. Evil is the theft of your money, the theft of your time. Because that's worse. Your time is money. If you took government's bureaucracy out of your life, you would live 20% longer. Certainly 20% better. I know God's got your time plan, but you'd live 20% better because you'd have money to do things and relax. And to be honest with you, you probably would live longer. God would go, well, the reason why I've cut 20% off of your life is you were born in the time of leftism. Evil, folks. Good versus evil. With conservatives, good wins overwhelmingly. It's not even a thought process. You know to do the right thing. You've taught your kids. People around you know you will do the right thing. That's why they love you and they trust you. With leftists, evil wins the majority of the time. You want that role and they want it too, they're going to get it. They're going to connive, they're going to cheat, they're going to steal, they're going to lie about you, they will do anything. They want your man, your woman, they will do whatever it takes to get them. That's what leftists do. They sully up everything around them. And that's exactly what happened in this college, in this school.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, talking about evil in the world. Evil around the world. So I'll ask you a simple question. If you have a spiritual base to you, do you believe that you would condone evil? I'm not talking about Islam. I'm not talking about Wicca and all this other crap. You know, people offended by what I consider to be non-religions, that's okay. I'm talking about Judeo-Christian values. When I think about good, I think about people that have a moral core, that see things and say, that's wrong, even if you might technically want to participate. If I could get things for free, why wouldn't I? Because I know that nothing is free. Somebody taught me that somebody has to work to produce that, and if they're not getting compensated for their services because you're getting it for free, that doesn't work. I don't even believe in government for free. Government is a necessary evil. It's a necessary thing that we must have, and that's at its best. But at its worst, government is an oppressive, mean-spirited, you know, master. And that makes it evil. And when that evil government is pushing down doctrine that it doesn't even care, the government doesn't care that kids kill each other. The government doesn't care that bandidos come into this country and kill us through their drugs. And they don't care that people become sex slaves. The government doesn't care that radical Islamists come in and kill people in this country. What they look at is, if you keep all that going, if I can keep you thinking about that stuff, you're willing to keep me in place. You're willing to say, I need an overlord, I need a protector to keep me from this stuff. That's why they allow it. Government could eradicate drugs in America. They could eradicate the problems associated with drugs. They could eradicate crime. I'm talking about to a point, a low point to where it practically doesn't exist. They could do it easily. If you got rid of leftism and leftist thought, we'd have the safest country in the world. Everybody would have guns. Nobody would want to use them. We'd be happy. We would all be looking to make things happy. And it would only be enough evil, enough bad things to happen to remind us of how things are. I'm not talking about some, you know, utopia, folks, where everybody just gets along and sings kumbaya. No, that's against human nature. But I'm talking about normal places where, yes, we all have our problems as conservatives. I tell people all the time, we don't eradicate problems just because you stick a label on yourself and say, I'm a Christ follower or I'm a conservative or whatever. No, your kids can get caught up in drugs. Your teenage daughter could become pregnant. You know, your spouse could have an affair. There's all kinds of things that happen with conservatives. That's human nature. But in the scheme of things, if you really wanted a society that worked, it would be made up of people who believe not just in good versus evil, but the real conflict, which is between the truth and deceit, the truth and lies. If you have people that shoot for truth, oh, they'll lie, but they shoot for truth. And let me tell you, conservatives, I'm not giving you any slack either. We lie to cover for ourselves, for all the reasons that leftists lie. We just don't do it as much. And we also learn our lessons many times, and we refrain from it because we say to ourselves, you know what, life's a little better on the up and up. Doesn't mean you do it all the time, but you do know it exists. And that's why I say this conflict that the left believes happens between good and evil, yeah, there's always a conflict of good and evil. For anything good that's out there, there's something evil that could be done. I could say I'm going to go start a charity to help people, and I could raid that charity, like the Clintons. Or I could do like Kevin Jackson, start a charity and end up putting your own money into it to the point where you almost go broke. That's the conservative way of doing it. But the Clintons saw charity and said, here's an opportunity. And they took it. I see a gun. I see the ability to feed and protect myself. That's what I see. A leftist sees a gun and sees an opportunity to oppress other people with it, to use it as a weapon, or to kill people. They don't see it for the tool, for its ability to change their lives for the better in the event of an emergency. If the cake hits the fan, the apocalypse hits, I've got my weapon, my shells, I can go hunt. I will figure out a way to make a living between that and my garden, you know, and raising my vegetables and what have you. I'll figure it out. And we could rebuild civilization because we all feel good about it. Everybody's got their little plot and we begin it again, begin it anew. No internet, no any of that crap. Just back to the basics. The left don't feel that way. Scott Alexander said this. He says, all good is hard, all evil is easy. Dying, losing, cheating, and mediocrity is easy. Stay away from easy. And it's such a metaphor for life. The easy way is rarely the good way. It rarely is. Talking to kiddo the other day, I said, you know what? If it was easy, everybody would do it, knucklehead. Nobody, look, don't think people are stupid. You should be looking for the tough way. You should be looking for the challenge. You want to know why? Because in there lies the opportunity. That's where you learn the most. Easy's easy. Easy peasy, baby, is greasy. Woohoo! Look at me. Go, baby. Go, Kev. Yeah, so that's the deal. And here's what I want you to think about this from a big picture standpoint. What are the left telling college kids? College has become a Montessori. It's not about you know, transitioning from high school and into adulthood, that bridge between, you know, what you thought you knew and now here's some real knowledge, take it out into the world. No, it's become get to college. We'll coddle you. We'll change your diaper for you. We'll put some, you know, some Vaseline on your butt cheeks so you don't get chafing from your diaper. And we'll put a little, you know, powder, talcum powder down there, which you can sue us for later, by the way, ladies, when you, you know, have some issue with your vajayjay. And that's supposed to, and we kick them out into the world as these social justice warrior snowflakes, and we think everybody's good. Ooh, look at them. They're just so special little kids, you know. What a joke. What a joke it's become. Yeah, all good is hard, all evil is easy. So, easy is what we teach now. Colleges and universities want you to feel comfortable. They don't want you to have to grow up. A guy talks about this from the standpoint of a lobster. The only way a lobster can grow is it has to get out of its shell. And it becomes vulnerable when it's out of its shell. But you know what? It grows into that new shell. And as it continues to grow, that happens. That cycle happens all the time. But here's the point. The only way you grow is when you get the pressure. The shell no longer fits. And then you have to get rid of it. And then that's your vulnerability for that instance. They crawl under a rock. A lobster crawls under a big rock and waits it out because he doesn't want to be at the mercy of the predators. And then he emerges with his new shell that fits for a while until he grows again. Descartes said, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Jot those down. If you've been listening to the show more than twice, jot those down. Get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from you. You guys that have listened to me for a while know that I've got a lot of training in martial arts and things like that. And I talk often about being a warrior and the fact that we are all warriors in this fight right now. I don't know whether you've ever trained a minute in your life in anything, boxing, martial arts, raising chitlins, but the fact of the matter is we are in a battle. It's been that way for quite some time. And part of this is your training. And I would venture to tell you, if you're listening to me, in some way, you've been bolstered. You've been empowered to a degree to understand the strength that lies within you. I've asked you questions like, no matter how bad I think I am, what would you do if I pushed your kid? Pushed them down to the ground, kicked them in the head, whatever. It doesn't matter who you are. Look, there are guys that are bad, much tougher than I am. Certainly are. I have zero fear of them. Because under the right circumstances, they're going down. If you say, Kevin, get in the ring with the UFC, whatever weight, McGregor or whoever, Tyron Woodley, all these bad dudes, get crushed, man. I'm too old. I'm too brittle now. Put them on the street, have them do something to my kid. And I'll tell you who the winner of that is. You're listening to his voice. You're listening to his radio program. And I know, look, I got a ton of martial arts friends who feel identically the same. So you say, well, Kevin, what about Graben? You talk about him all the time. What about Dan? These are bad guys. And do you know what, on the street, why we will never have that question answered? Because we don't bother each other. We respect each other. We respect each other's arts. That's the cool thing about conservatism is you learn how to respect people. You give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I believe every mother is a grizzly mom and every dad is a UFC champion of the world willing to go total jungle on you to protect his family, friends, and whatever else. I give you that respect because I feel like you're giving me that respect and therefore we are in the mutual admiration society and we won't bother each other. I'm not going to test you. I don't have anything against your kids. I want nothing but the best for your kids. And if they're competing against mine, I wish them best and hope they enjoy their second place trophies. And I'm sure you feel the same identical way. And we will all get along and we will laugh and we will braid each other's hair. To quote one of comedians, we used to play his clip a lot on the show. But here's the thing, man. We're talking about life and death. We respect each other, but let me tell you, there's a whole contingency out there that doesn't give a crap about you. And so, as a parent and as a person who's aging gracefully, because black don't crack, I will tell you, I've learned this, and I learned this at a relatively young age because, again, because of my training and my background, everybody's got to die. Everybody is going to, that's walked this earth, will leave this earth. Whoever you're looking at right now, talking to, spooning with, you name it, eventually is going to be gone. And we learn to discipline that idea. When I was a kid, I was like, always thinking, like, man, maybe they'll figure out how to make people live forever by the time, you know, I'm old and it's time to die. Well, they haven't figured it out. It's coming. Death creeps up. And you finally get to the point where you recognize that and you discipline the idea and you go, it's going to happen, man. That's the big deal. And that's the beauty of it. The beauty of life is you know that it has an end point, a cycle. And that's it. And that's what makes you make it. That's what makes it precious, right? But not so precious that you're not ready to move on. Mark Twain said this, the fear of death follows the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time. I say to you, live fully. The only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. You know who said that, right? Well, if you don't, it was Edmund Burke. And I'm watching people all day long do nothing. I've watched decades. Why am I in this fight? Why is Kevin Jackson the person you're listening to right now? It isn't by choice. It's because somebody obfuscated their responsibility. They couldn't get the job done. They couldn't get black folks to pay attention and get involved in politics and say, you know what, I'm not going to let these leftist hound dogs steal my vote, marginalize black folks. Trust me, I don't want to do it. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and good men did nothing. Martin Luther King's legacy hasn't, the mantle hasn't been picked up by anybody. You follow me? Nobody. I'm not picking it up. I'm going a different direction, but I'm not picking up that mantle. I don't think I am anyway. But I'm doing something. And the reason is, it's because I'm fully prepared to die at any time because I am fully living. I speak my mind. I say what I want. I do what I want. I don't care about your political correctness. I'll do what I want to do. And you know what? Somebody else did that. Somebody else did that, made the ultimate sacrifice. I'm not talking about a first responder. I'm not talking about a police officer. I'm not talking about a fireman. I'm not talking about somebody in Department of Homeland Security. I'm not even talking about our military. I'm talking about a regular old ordinary guy that does it all the time. By the way, does it more than any of those other people combined, not taking anything away from the boys and men in blue and the firefighters and the first responders. And our military people, who I absolutely love and adore. But it is ordinary guys, like myself, like the men listening to this program, who millions of times a year do more. Do that one thing that makes a difference in somebody's life. In some cases, saves people's lives. It's not the cops. Cops aren't around to save your life. Firefighters aren't around to save your life. Before the firefighter even gets there, there's a guy that ran into that building and dragged two people out. Before the cops ever showed up, there's a dude that's already chased off bad guys or put them down before the cops even get there. And that happens all the time. Cops, first responders are truly, let's be honest, second responders. The overwhelming majority of the people who respond are the ordinary people that are out there. Selfless folks. The ones who say the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and they do something. The men who I'm talking about, and women, mankind, peoplekind, are the ones who say a man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time. And that's what a beloved football coach in Florida did. He shielded students as a gunman opened fire inside of that high school that led to 17 fatalities. And I don't know how many he stopped, but he's one of them. He died. It is with great sadness that our football family has learned about the death of Aaron Feist. It was a tweet. He was our assistant coach and security guard. He selflessly shielded students from the shooter when he was shot. He died a hero, and he will forever be in our hearts and memories. Now, there are people up in D.C. that think they do something for you. They think they matter. There are people in Hollywood that get on their high horse and talk to you about all the issues that you believe, you know, that you find near and dear to their heart, to your heart, and they want to tell you how to think. And I will tell you this, not a single one of them will be willing to stand in front of a bullet for you. Not one. You can say about me what you want. I have people on this program that listen to the program. Kevin, I always like it, but I don't like it when you talk about being a warrior. I don't give a crap what you like. You better know this. The voice you're hearing is one of the only people who will stand in front of a bullet for you. I don't even have to know you. If that doesn't give you some level of comfort that people like me exist, you need to get out of this country. You need to wake up. There are people out there who are selfless, who are willing to put their money where their mouth is, who aren't just about talk. I look at all these organizations that do not, you know, the Clinton Foundation and a host of other ones, even some of them that call themselves conservative organizations. They collect millions of dollars and they do nothing. The owners, the founders of those entities wouldn't do a thing for you. They don't even give the money to the charity. Do you think those people would do what this coach did? Aaron Feist? I know they wouldn't. And I guarantee you, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're talking about. There, you put your hand up, spread it out. Of the 435 members of Congress, trust me when I tell you, you'd have fingers left over with the ones who are willing to take a bullet for you. But they'll legislate the devil out of you. They'll pretend to like you. They'll pretend to care about you, pretend to support you. They won't do it. Aaron Feist did. Rest in peace, Aaron Feist. You're a hero.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm just not the protected type. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's say we're together in the mall, me and you, beautiful, and somebody slapped the hell out of you. You probably should have ducked. That actually happened to me. I was walking to the mall, holding hands, smiling, and a big dude, like 6'5", slapped on the butt. Said, "This is a fine trip." Bow! She said, "You better do something." I said, "You better learn how to take a compliment, because I'm not getting whooped for you at all."
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Not that brave. That is so true. Leftist men are the biggest pansies on the planet. They won't admit it, but it's true. Here's the thing. I talk all the time about, you know, my training in martial arts as a little kid, growing up tough and so on and so forth. I'm the biggest cream puff on the planet. I don't ever want to, if I never have to fight again for the rest of my life, God bless me and the rest of the world for not picking on me or whatever. But, and to that point, I'm very humble. Many people around me have seen where somebody's bothered me. I'm in a group or whatever, and somebody says something and tries to get everybody's goat, and I pretty much just go, hey, yeah, you're right, you're right. You're the tough guy. You know, just, you're exactly right. We never should have, you know, had you accidentally bump into us and spill your drink on us. We're very sorry that we were standing in the way of you as you were doing something stupid. You know, whatever, but it's on us. Many of my friends will tell you, I have avoided the fight, you know, for many, many years. It's been decades. And I'm telling you, I had a volatile period where I would fight for, you know, any reason. But there came a point where I was like, it's not even worth it. My friends had seen enough, you know, so they would just, yeah, okay, you're right. And they would avoid the carnage that would follow. And we would all just agree that, you know, whoever did something that aggrieved us was okay. And we'd walk away. And I think that there's something to be said for, you know, for showcasing humility. I believe that we, as conservatives, have definitely showcased humility. We are the baddest dudes out there. We not only have righteousness on our side, we have God on our side. We could go through and just make it the what do they call it, when we beat up on the Muslims. Anyway, we could do that all over again. I'll think of the word. Don't even tell me. Anyway, so we could do this, but we've been very humble. When we know these people are wrong, we've been humble. When we know they've been mean-spirited toward us, we've been humble. And finally, you know what we've said? The humility is over. It isn't that we're suddenly going to become cocky or anything like that, but what we've said is we've shown humility, and now it's time to show that we are no longer going to take it. And so we are now fighting back. Chris Rock said as a joke that he wanted to see white kids get killed in the same number as black kids. That's when everything will be right. That's when America has righted itself. Now I'll tell you this. If white kids were being killed in record numbers every day, that, like, let's say Chicago had the suburban nights, you know, and white kids were being killed all the time and we're going through the plight of blacks, I would feel bad. I would wonder, what in the nation do we need to do to change this? The same way I feel bad that it's currently happening to blacks. But I would never say to myself, wow, you know, and I don't know if white, I don't think there's a white person I know that would say, you know, like, the thing ain't going to be right in America until black people are being killed in the same number as white kids. Not, no conservative I know would ever wish that upon somebody else. Now, Chris Rock can say, I was joking. He's got jokes, and maybe he was. It's a funny line if you're talking to a black audience, like, yeah, maybe that'll bring attention to him when they see white kids getting killed. White kids get killed every day. These tragedies like this are practically unique to whites, where some kid goes in and shoots up his school. Practically unique. And you would think that Chris Rock and many others would be able to find the humanity of it and say, you know, I feel for the tragedy of these parents and the tragedy that would lead a young man like this kid, Nicholas Cruz, to do what he did. But they don't see it. They see it as it's gun control, it's, you know, more Donald Trump, it's conservative movement, it's the NRA, it's Republicans, it's all the things that have nothing to do with what really is the underlying issue with this. I said this before, leftists fear guns because they know nothing about guns, and they fear politics for the same reason. That should be in brainy quotes. I'm just telling you, true story. It's amazing to me how we've watched these guys react out of fear, and there's something to be said for the power of humility. And what I'm talking about is these two kids that did something amazing while this tragedy was developing in Florida. Let's play that clip.
So you're part of, you guys are both part of JROTC?
Yes, sir. I'm a captain. I'm a company commander. I'm in charge of a whole class period, about 55, 60 kids. And we were out there for formation. I looked at my watch. It was 2:20. And I said, you know what? Let's go in early. Sometimes I keep them out there all the way till the bell or just slightly before. And I was like, let's just go in early today. I don't know why, but something in me just told me to go in early. I brought them in. 2 minutes into getting into the classroom, around 2:30, I hear the bell ring for the fire alarm, and we start heading out. I line all the kids up outside. I'm leading the line, and we're heading out, and it just so happens our fire zone was exactly where the shooter was, so I'm heading that way.
Did you see the shooter?
I did not see the shooter, but I heard the first two or three pops, and I knew it was gunshots. I look back at all the kids behind me. There's 60 kids looking at me. What do I do? Where do I go? I just yell, get back in the classroom. Everyone starts sprinting back. They're trampling over each other. I start running. I see a kid in front of me almost fall, and I'm like, wait, slow down. Take it slowly. I start trying to just herd kids in there, get them to where they're not pushing and trampling each other, and just get them into the room safely. I pulled in teachers. I pulled in kids that weren't in my class. There was kids walking around that had no clue where to go, and I was like, if you don't know where your class is, get in mine. I just pulled them in. We shoved them in the back of the classroom, and me and Colton took these Kevlar mats that we have from our marks. And
Kevlar, so hold on. Slow down for 1 second here. So you've got all these guys, teachers, students, huddle into this classroom together. You just mentioned Kevlar, so like a material for a bulletproof vest.
Yes, sir, like the body armor.
Like body armor. Yes. So that just happened to be because you guys are part of JRTC.
Yes,
you knew that was going to be in the classroom, or you found it once you got in there?
Yeah, we knew it was in there. We're in there daily, and he goes, hey, we should put those mats in front of everyone. They're Kevlar. They're big hanging.
So at that point, Kevlar. You guys had met up, and you guys were together, yes, in the same, right, classroom.
Yeah, I heard the 7 gunshots that I heard.
Seven. You seven. Counted them specifically?
Seven.
What did you do at that point? Did you also grab some students and say, hey, we're going to this classroom?
As soon as I heard the 7 gunshots, I reopened the door, and as I was taking a step, my first sergeant walked in the room and said, don't go. So I turned around, I shut my door, pulled a student in, and I brought him into the other room, and I started getting people in. So
at that point, you guys are in the same space.
Yes, we met
Okay,
up.
And then you guys had this Kevlar material. What did you do with that?
They're big hanging curtains of Kevlar, and he said to me, he was like, those are Kevlar. We should put them in front of us. And I was like, you're a genius. That's a great idea. I went and confirmed it with my first sergeant, and me and him started moving them. We made a wall in front of all the kids out of the Kevlar pads. Wow.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Two young future leaders. Two people who got it. I don't know what made this kid not have his cadets out there in formation. I was a member of JROTC at a school, Reserve Officers Training Corps, Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. And we learned about leadership. We learned about what to do in dire circumstances. And something led this kid to say, let's not have you all out here right now. I say it's a God thing, because you know this guy would have loved shooting cadets. Because most of these kids probably dressed in uniform. But what he said was, something told me, let them go in early. So they go in early. Then he starts to describe the scene. Pop, pop, pop. 3 shots. He knew it was gunfire. You want to know why? Because he's JROTC. He understands it. Gets the kids inside. More shots ring out. The other kid said, I heard 7 shots. Then they find the Kevlar. And they do something smart. They're like, you know what? We might be able to protect these kids. They didn't have firearms. Because they would have used them. They would have been able to do something. But they protected these kids. The reason why I brought this story up is, we've already talked about the hero coach. But there are other heroes. These kids are heroes. And who knows what their lives are going to be going forward. But what an amazing story. And I'll tell you something else that comes out of tragedies of what happened to this school in Florida last week. What comes out of these are stories that you can't get elsewhere. A kid whose brother was in school, he was a junior, his brother's a freshman, and he says, I've always sort of looked at my little brother as no big deal. But in the case of this, his 14-year-old brother, he said, you know what? I was so concerned about him. I'm never going to mistreat him again. In that tragedy comes this story of a family that grew tighter, siblings that grew tighter, classmates that will grow tighter, teachers that will never be forgotten, and so on and so forth. Look, folks, I'm not asking for this type of a tragedy, but leftism is going to give it to us. But what I'm going to tell you about are the people who rise above it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.